Well, Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, of course, known as a day of service, a day on, not a day off. A lot of great service activities and opportunities for people who want to give back and help out their communities, even in the midst of COVID-19. A lot of the same events are happening, just a little bit different this year than usual. One of the biggest annual events in our community for Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Book Harvest's annual Dream Big Book Drive. This is always on MLK Day at Durham Central Park. It's happening again this year, noon to 4 p.m. It's their 10th annual Dream Big Book Drive. People encouraged to drive through and donate books to give to local kids. They collect an incredible number of books every single year for this, and hoping this year will be no exception. Ginger Young heads up Book Harvest. You can find them online at bookharvest.org, and she joins us on the phone right now. Ginger, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. It's so great to be with you.
So I just gave the 5-second summary, but tell us about Book Harvest and the Dream Big Book Drive specifically. Like, what does this entail every single year? I'm always so amazed by how big of an event it is.
I agree, and it's really surprised all of us as it's grown each year. Dream Big marks my favorite day of the entire year. This is our 10th year running Dream Big, which is a giant book drive and community celebration. We always observe it on the afternoon of MLK Day. And every year it's the same, leading with a joyful celebration of kids and books and inviting our entire community to come down and help us celebrate by donating books and getting involved in all sorts of other ways. This year, of course, it needs to look a little bit different. We can't gather shoulder to shoulder in the cold to sort books. But we are treating this year as an opportunity to do some really important connecting during this time of profound social isolation, which is asking people to come to our drive-through book drive, to show up at Durham Central Park between noon and 4 on Dr. King's birthday. If you have books to donate, bring them to us. We will pop your trunk and unload them in a contactless, safe way. If you would like to get a bag of books for your kids, you can also pick up books that are age-appropriate and very appealing to keep your kids learning and to keep their learning alive during this very difficult time. We will make sure you drive off with a Dream Big Book Harvest car magnet on the back of your car and with a lot of air high fives from child's favorite book character mascots who are going to be there to cheer you on. It's just as joyful as ever. It just happens to be done in a socially distanced, safe way.
That's really cool. Who are the book characters that are going to be there?
We are going to have it's not all characters. We're going to have the tiny horse from Saddle Up and Read, an organization founded by a wonderful woman in Wendell.
Nice.
We're going to have a dancing elephant, a Dalmatian. We are going to have a couple of other characters who are coming out from our friends at a place in Raleigh that does Disney book characters. So it will be quite a joyful host of and lineup of greeters as you drive up. Anybody with children who's looking for something to do that afternoon, just show up and enjoy the fun. We'll encourage you to honk and wave, and it will be a very special way to spend the afternoon, sending everybody back home with a reminder about how important it is to enjoy books with our children.
And typically, how big of an event is this every single year? Like, how many books do you typically collect in a day?
So last year, we collected over 42,000 books with this event. Every year, it's in the 30s to 40s, typically in the past few years. Of course, this is our 10th year, and every year it gets bigger. I will say that I think we're going to be surprised by our numbers this year. We always encourage our community members to run book drives in advance and bring the books to us on MLK Day or bring them to us by the end of the month. And right now, as of this morning, I just checked, we have had 115 book drive captains sign up to run Dream Big book drives for us.
Wow.
That is just about double the number of the largest number we had in the past. So it's clear to me that our community understands that this is a very precarious time for our children. We need to make sure we're all keeping learning alive for our kids. We're all ready to do our part. And I will also note that a lot of those book drives are being run by children themselves, putting out a bin on their front porch, sending out an email to their neighborhood listserv and saying, I'm collecting books for kids like me. I'm going to bring them to Book Harvest at Dream Big. And if you have any to donate, please bring them to me. There's a list of all the book drives that book drive captains have signed up on our website, and it is the most impressive thing. It just inspires me deeply to see all of these neighborhoods and workplaces and schools that are stepping up to run book drives.
Speaking with Ginger Young again, bookharvest.org is the website for more information. And we're talking about the Dream Big Book Drive, 10th annual book drive at Durham Central Park on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, the 18th, from noon to 4 p.m. So you're collecting the books. Tell us about Book Harvest. Where do they go once they're collected?
Sure. And let me mention one other aspect of the event that I should have mentioned earlier, which is that there's another piece of the event that speaks very much to who we are. And that is that because we can't be together in the same way this year, we decided to produce a 25-minute newscast, a Dream Big News special, that is entirely anchored and reported on by children. That will be a telecast that is premiered at noon on Monday, and it's all the voices of kids reporting on the event and on the importance of books and the sound bites you will take away from that. We're going to stick with you for a very long time. I hope that anybody who's listening will take a minute to go to our Facebook page or to our website at noon on Monday to see that. It's a sensational newscast, and we think it's very inspiring. And what it does is remind us that every child deserves to grow up in a home that is rich with books and with a bedtime story. We at Book Harvest believe that that is a dream we can achieve. We are working hard every day to provide books and literacy support to children and families across our area. We have to date provided more than 1.4 million books to local children, and we're just getting started.
Speaking again with Ginger Young, so if people want to donate books, what are your biggest needs?
Our biggest needs are any book that will hook the attention and interest of a child ages 0 to 18. In particular, we're always looking for a child to find his or her next favorite book. We are always in need of board books, high-quality picture books, books in Spanish or bilingual books, and books that reflect our community. So we have an initiative called Mirrors, Windows, and Sliding Glass Doors, where we really are encouraging our community to donate books in which kids can see themselves, can see other children not like them, but who they need to develop empathy and understanding for, and can have the sliding glass doors to walk into worlds beyond their own. So if you go to our website, there is a book wish list that shows some of the most compelling books that we hope to be nourishing our children's brains and imaginations with. But really, any book that your kids loved is, when they were younger, if someone's got grown kids, we would love to receive those books so they can find a new forever home with a new reader who will cherish them and read them again and again.
And again, bookharvest.org, the website. Speaking with Ginger Young, and as we wrap up, anything else that folks ought to know about Book Harvest, about the book drive on Monday, or anything else?
Well, I would say that although Dream Big is a sensational day for our community, our need is evergreen, and the opportunities to stay involved are evergreen. So if anybody wants to get involved, but they're busy on Monday, or they just want to find a more long-term way to get involved, please visit our website, bookharvest.org. And there you're going to find opportunities to learn more about how to donate books. We are able to accept books 24/7, 365 at the bin outside our office, the Book Harvest headquarters at 2501 University Drive in Durham. We are able to connect with our community to find other volunteer opportunities that will help support our children in their learning during this difficult time and beyond. Our goal is to keep learning alive for every child in our community and to make sure every child has a bedtime story every night. Get involved if you like the mission, and we will find a way to have you be a part of the Book Harvest family.
The Dream Big Book Drive is this Monday, the 18th, noon to 4 p.m. at Durham Central Park. And again, get a lot more information online at bookharvest.org. Ginger Young, thank you so much for being with us and for all you do.
Thank you, Aaron. Stay well and safe.